Let us now see what you need to do to set up your own database and your own groups in order to have somewhere to put your models. It's recommended that you don't use local, but instead this database that has the same name as your virtual machine. Here it is V109, but it will be different for your machine. The advantage then is that many people can work simultaneously on the same models. Okay, so you mark that one, then you right click and you create a new database. Okay, we should put some name on that database. Let me just call it Project 1. Okay, the database is created. Okay, here it is. We must have some. Okay, and just to make it simple, we use System Manager as earlier. And then there is a main group, and now below that one there is nothing. And you need to create some groups here, some subgroups, in order to put your models inside these. So you could create a new group called should rename it. Let us have one that is called functions, and another group that is called organization, and a third group also that is called processes. These are the one that you should include in your project assignment. You could also add something on data, but let us leave it like this for the moment. It works exactly in the same way later on. Then in functions, let us create a function diagram. Okay, you mark functions, you right click, we'll say a new model. Okay, now it should be function model, so we mark this one, and we have function tree, and suppose that you want this kind of procurement model. So call it procurement, and now we have this model here. And then I could just add one function there. And we could have it as a top one, procurement, like this. Didn't spell it correctly. Then you can go here, look at attributes, and then change it from there. Okay. In fact, you can always click on one of these functions in order to find a lot of information about its appearance, occurrences, relationships, and so on. It's pretty straightforward, but it can be good to browse around a bit on this. Then often you would like to be able to drill down and see what is behind this procurement. Then you can do what is called an assignment to such an element. Then you choose new assignment, like this, and we say it should be a new model that is also, maybe also function tree in this case. And click next on that one. Which group do you want to save it? Let's put it into functions also. Okay, and now I have done it like this. Here is my original one, procurement, and I can now double click this one, then we get to this one, and this one I could extend in different ways. Okay, what I do now is not very meaningful from a semantical point of view, but you will see how you handle this practically Okay, back here to the procurement. Now we click on this one, which is the way of drilling into this object or this element, and then you get into this one. So that you will also need to do. And here in the navigation bar, you also see that we have this procurement function. It got it's a new object, and we have these two models. So to repeat, you create a new database. In this case, it was called Project 1. You have a number of subgroups there, functions, organization, processes, and you create new models by right-clicking these new subgroups.